imagine this situation that a 14-year-old child facing every day by these graphic pictures, horrific, big soldiers, army. I am scared, so he is scared. He couldn't look into my eyes because he was going to break down and start crying. So he kept saying, giving me the peace sign. And he said, don't worry, I am fine. But he was turning his face because he was not able to make the eye contact in case he will cry.
The soldier began cuffing me and the others were yelling in Hebrew and screaming foul language at me. They threw me on the ground. Every time I tried to speak, they would punch me. They would hit my shoulders. My neck was blue for a week in prison. Only recently did it stop hurting.
There are two legal systems in occupied West Bank. Palestinians are tried in military courts, while Israeli settlers stand in civil courts. In 2009, Israel established juvenile military courts, just like this one behind us. But lawyers say it's done very little to protect the rights of children.
The arrest takes place at night, without the presence of parents or legal counsel. The interrogation is done in a volatile environment that doesn't allow children to be safe. After the confession, the child is taken to a military court to extend their arrest without a lawyer.
I told them I didn't do anything wrong. They said, as long as you keep saying that, you're going to spend a long time in jail.